I woke up this morning and looked out the window, and what did I see but some dusting of snow in the yard with some hail. And a song popped into my brain. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There are palm branches raising and hosannas praising the King of all kings. It's the most wonderful time of the year. And thank you. This is our time as Catholics, the holiest of all, Holy Week. Jesus' hour has come, and he triumphantly enters Jerusalem as foretold by the prophet Zechariah. Exult greatly, O daughter Zion, shout for joy, O daughter Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. A just savior is he, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. A very familiar scene to us each year as we celebrate this solemnity of Palm Sunday. A great crowd comes out to meet Jesus, and with palm branches in hand, they cry out, Hosanna! Hosanna! Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna to the Son of David. They spread out their garments and palm branches before their King, who humbly rides on a donkey, not a stallion. This King comes in peace, not to war for an earthly kingdom. Just before ordination, one of my classmates, Deacon Carl Bollard, shared an image with our class that has actually become our theme. It was a sketch of a donkey carrying Jesus on his back. And the caption was, May he ride you often, and may you carry him well, thankful that at least he chose to ride you again. So we all accepted the call to be donkeys for Jesus. And even today, 4 years later, I'll get emails from my brother deacons, and they'll sign it, hee-haw. I can't help but think back to the story in Judges of Balaam the prophet and his, well, he wouldn't speak the word of God, and the ass spoke. And I figured, well, if God can speak through Balaam's ass, he can speak through us. So, keep in mind, brothers and sisters, it was the donkey that carried Mary to Bethlehem and stood watch at the manger. It was the donkey that carried the newborn infant and his mothers to safety in Egypt. And today, the donkey carries Christ to his passion and crucifixion. After the ordination mass, Deacon Bill Russell gave the post-ordination address to the assembly saying, Brothers, we've been given a great task, but like the donkey, we have been made into Christ's beasts of burden to carry the word of God into our fallen and broken world. And by extension, I believe in some way, each one of us is called, all of us are called, to be servants, beasts of burden, meek and humble of heart as we carry the cross of Christ into the world. G.K. Chesterton wrote a poem, a short poem on the donkey. And he said, with monstrous head and sickening cry and ears like errant wings, the devil's walking parody on all four-footed things. We may not be much to look at, but we've been given the call to serve our Lord. And the donkey has his word at the end. Fools, for I also had my hour, one far fierce hour and sweet. There was a shout about my ears and palms before my feet. And when your hour comes, as it most certainly will, may he gently pat you on the shoulder and thank you for carrying the word of God into the world and say, "Well done, faithful servant, my beast of burden, enter into the joy of your master." A blessed Holy Week to you all.